USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marussa reporting. President Joe Biden made his Soul of the Nation speech from Philadelphia's Independence Hall Thursday night. The president called on Americans to join him in rejecting Make America Great Again, MAGA Republicans.
I'm asking our nation to come together, unite behind the single purpose of defending our democracy regardless of your ideology.
Former President Donald Trump said Thursday he will very, very seriously consider full pardons for the rioters who breached the U.S. Capitol on January 6th if he runs for re-election and wins. I will tell you, I will look very, very favorably about full pardons. If I decide to run and if I win, I will be looking very, very strongly about pardons. Full pardons, Trump said on the Wendy Bell radio show Thursday, adding, we'll be looking very seriously at full pardons because we can't let that happen. I'm Tony Marussa for USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Republican Pennsylvania gubernatorial candidate Doug Mastriano is suing the House Special Committee investigating the January 6th assault on the U.S. Capitol. Mastriano, a state senator, filed a complaint in federal court Thursday challenging the legality of the panel's ability to compel witnesses to sit for depositions. Central to this issue is the fact that this committee lacks a ranking minority member or any members designated by the minority party, the suit reads. Mastriano's lawyers assert they are not questioning the legality of the committee or its ability to issue subpoenas. Rather, they say that without a ranking Republican member, the committee cannot guarantee witnesses being deposed a fair hearing. For at least the third time in a dozen years, portable toilets are parked outside the ornate Mississippi Capitol because Jackson's water system is in crisis. The big gotta-go trailer is just one example of the city's desperation. Many homes, businesses, and government offices have had little or no running water this week, forcing people to wait in long lines for drinking water or water to flush toilets. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
A new federal study suggests the pandemic has taken a toll on education. Test scores of 9-year-olds fell 7 points, while the average reading score fell 5 points compared to 2020. Dr. Peggy Carr, the commissioner for the National Center for Education Statistics at the U.S. Department of Education, tells why reading scores may have held up better.
Reading is the subject that is not as influenced by what goes on in school. It's what goes on in school, also what goes on outside of school. Reading for fun, those activities that promote a culture for love of reading.
The UN levies charges against China.
The United Nations has accused China of serious human rights violations in a long-awaited report into allegations of abuse in the Xinjiang province, home of the Uyghurs. Beijing called the report a farce arranged by Western powers, but UN investigators say they found credible evidence of torture and crimes against humanity. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Serena and Venus Williams traded fist bumps or palm slaps and chatted between points. They smiled while conversing in their seats at changeovers. When their first doubles match together in 4.5 years ended with a loss at the U.S. Open on Thursday night, the siblings hugged each other, then left the court to a standing ovation. The Williams sisters were eliminated by the Czech pair of Lucy Radeka and Linda Noskova, 7-6, 6-4, at Flushing Meadows. I'm Tony Marusso. This is USA Radio News.